Simplify your federal agency's technology procurement with Connection Public Sector Solutions. Connection's dedicated account managers, commitment to exceptional customer service, and extensive catalog of federal contracts make IT purchases quick, easy, and affordable. Turn your challenges into opportunities and get rid of your technology pain points with Connection today. Learn more about what's possible with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. You may have heard that Apple now makes the 2020 version of the iPhone SE in India. And you may have also heard that Apple makes the iPhone 11 in India as well. Why is this news? And the short answer, honestly, is that Apple is a huge company and whatever it does becomes news. And Tim Cook can say the smallest thing about India and it sort of becomes news. But the fact is that whatever Apple does with respect to manufacturing in India, while it may not matter to you, it actually is a sign that the government's goal to become a global electronics manufacturing hub is really progressing. Is it though? Let's look at some facts. What are the real growth segments for India's manufacturing industry? Now, India isn't just the second largest market for smartphones in the world. It actually is the second largest mobile phone manufacturing country as well. However, there are five primary categories that are expected to grow in the longer term. And these include things like AC, audio equipment, refrigerators, televisions, and washing machines. In fact, reports say that this industry for India is gonna be as big as 1,48,600 crores by 2025. So of course it's a huge industry. Next, who is making phones in India? Of course you've heard of Foxconn, that big Taiwanese giant which makes phones for Apple and for pretty much anybody. In fact, Foxconn also makes phones for Xiaomi in the same factory that they make phones for Apple. That is their Chennai factory. That Chennai factory is the one where the iPhone 11 and iPhone XR or the XR are manufactured. There's also Wistron, which is now making the new iPhone SE in its Bengaluru plant. A third Taiwanese giant, Pegatron, was also looking to set up shop here. They're in the process of setting up their manufacturing plants. Then there are Indian companies as well. Companies like Lava, Paget Electronics, Dixon Technologies, Sojo Manufacturing. Lava and Sojo are the same company. Dixon and Paget are essentially the same company. But there are these companies which also are manufacturing devices in India. So we are well on our way to becoming the global manufacturing hub. But what exactly is made in India? What does manufacturing in India really mean? While Apple can put made in India on its iPhones, they are still only assembled in India. And for the large part, manufacturing in India mostly still means assembly. However, that is not a bad thing. In the past few years, what has happened is we have started manufacturing some smartphone accessories, things like smartphone chargers and some other things. Now, this year, the Indian government announced something called a production-linked incentive. And for the first time, the industry seems really excited. What this scheme is going to do is that it's going to draw more of the component makers, so the peripheral companies, which revolve around these big manufacturing giants, they will all be drawn to India as well. In addition, Indian companies and others will look at more design-led manufacturing. So design-led manufacturing is actually something really big, because what it means is that a manufacturer can now be involved in the software and hardware side both. And it really brings a lot of value to manufacturers. In the long run, India is supposed to make value addition of 30% through local manufacturing, and that is by 2025. What will not happen in this time though, is we will not see high-end equipment manufacturing here. And that's because no matter how many phones we buy, India still isn't a very high-end market. we don't drive big volumes for high-end products. As a result, even if companies set up their manufacturing facilities here, they won't be selling enough products. And yes, they could export from here, but they would have to export in volumes to the tune of 500 million units per year in order for them to set up shop here and for it to make business sense. Things like semiconductor fabrication is not gonna happen in India anytime soon. And to be honest, the industry isn't looking for that either. You often hear this when on Twitter and all, you often hear people saying that India can't do fabs, India can't do fabs. In truth, there is a fab in India, except that it doesn't match global standards. And of course, it's not meant for smartphone manufacturing. But what's more important is that fabs is not the end all and be all. What a lot of people think is that when China manufactures things, they do everything. They don't. There's actually no one country in the world which does all of the manufacturing for everybody else. India also has competition in countries like Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, and all of those places are already manufacturing as well. What they don't have is our population, and the fact that assembly and manufacturing costs are really low in India. In fact, some industry executives told me that assembly and manufacturing in India is cheaper than even China. So yes, we do depend on China still. Now that doesn't mean that we don't depend on China. We still do import things from China, and we will continue doing that, at least in the short run. But the idea is to make the country more independent of China. And that's not something that only India is thinking. India is trying to capitalize on the fact that companies are also trying to reduce their dependence on China. Now, why am I saying this to all of you guys, right? On the face of it, it really does not matter to us whether India becomes a huge manufacturing hub or not. But in the short run, it actually does. The fact that China is a manufacturing hub is a big reason why companies like Oppo, Vivo, Xiaomi can exist. What happened is that country started making products for other companies and eventually used all that technology to drive its own companies as well. Now, I mentioned Lava, and everybody has of course heard of Micromax. What you probably do not know is that these two companies are also big manufacturers. But the reason they couldn't take on a Xiaomi or a Vivo in the Indian market with their own phones was basically costs. If Lava, Micromax, etc. start manufacturing in big numbers in India, that actually helps them reduce costs for their phones as well. And in the long run, it could really bring them back to the market. Does not mean that they will, but it's very good news for them. And that probably is why you should care. So when Apple says they're gonna make the iPhone SE 2020 in India, that's good news for all the Indian brands as well.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.